Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. I'm Carly Duke, and I am so excited to kick off our summer series that we are doing something a little bit different. And for the next 2 months, we are going to cover different teen behaviors or maybe stereotypes that teens sometimes get placed in this box. And we just want to help you kind of maybe understand what could be behind those behaviors, questions that we can ask, ways that we can help them, and then even reframing each of these behaviors in a way that just puts our teenagers in the best light possible. So today, I am thrilled to kick off this series with the behavior or stereotype of perfectionism. Now, I'll be honest, this was me as a teenager, is me still as an adult. I would say that perfectionism is something that has always been a part of my life, of wanting to make high grades. I was that student that, like, if I got a B, it was bad news. I was so hard on myself, all straight A's, wanted to be the best at everything, wanted to make sure that every assignment I turned in was my best work. I was the girl that if you did a group project, I would probably do 90% of it because if you did it, it probably wasn't going to be good enough. And so this is a topic that when we were divvying these out between Chris and Tobin and I was like, I'll take that one because I know I can speak on that from experience of having it. Just to start, perfectionism, like what is that in teenagers? So these teens often set high expectations for themselves. Sometimes these expectations are unrealistic, meaning that they are trying to live up to a standard that they'll never be able to reach. They are high achievers. They could be high achievers in school, in sports, in hobbies, in arts, or maybe a combination of all of them. Sometimes it's just high achieving in one area, or sometimes it's high achieving across the board. But I will say that perfectionism can have negative mental health consequences because many of these teenagers don't ever feel like they're good enough. They are chasing this high of perfection. And when they fall a little short, that can lead to some really yucky feelings and thoughts, and it can even lead to some mental health issues. So before I kind of get into behind the behavior, some signs that might be worth looking into, or you might kind of be like, maybe my teenager does struggle with this more than I thought. So signs of perfectionism could be they might have trouble finishing assignments because it isn't good enough. There could be possible anxiety if they're worried about failure. So even like the thought of failure or even the threat of failure can cause anxiety. They tend to be sensitive to criticism. They could procrastinate to avoid difficult tasks. They're usually very self-critical. They get easily embarrassed. They sometimes struggle to make decisions because they want to make sure that they're making the right decision all the time. And then they can also be critical of others. So like I said, they are very critical of themselves, but can also be critical of others and their work because that's just how they think. And so they think that's how everyone else thinks as well. But part of what we want to do in this series is point out that these are behaviors and thoughts and feelings and stereotypes that come along with teenagers, but usually it's not just surface level. Sometimes there's something going on behind the scenes. Maybe there's a reason that they are struggling with this. So for perfectionism, this could be learned from parents or other close relationships in their life. So if you are a parent who struggles with perfectionism, you might be more likely to have a child who does too. And that unintentionally could be coming from you. If you are a coach who is very difficult on your students or a teacher who expects perfectionism in their classroom, you might see signs of perfectionism coming out in your students because of how you're acting, or maybe a sibling. So that is something to think about, but it's not always based on relationships in their life. It also could be environmental. So maybe this student feels like very little is in their control. So what they can control, like grades, like school, like their performance, they are going to control it to the nth degree. And so they just feel this need to be in control and hold on really tight. These students often also struggle with comparison. So they're trying to keep up with others around them. So maybe they are very self-conscious, maybe self-esteem is an issue. And so it could also be of like, okay, I have to be perfect because I have to be better than this person, or I have to look better than this person, or I have to be the best at this sport because that's the pressure that I feel. Even if you as the adult is sitting there going, no one actually expects you to be perfect, they could be taking something that you said and twisting it in their mind and going, man, to be loved, to be accepted, to be popular, to get into the college I want, I have to be perfect. And so then they start to internalize that and it can become a bigger issue. So to kind of get into this, what can we do to help? First of all, let's think of some questions that maybe we could ask our teenagers who are perfectionists. So the first thing might be if a teenager is talking about something and you can kind of tell that they are really stuck on this high achieving or expectation that they're placing on themselves, or maybe even that they feel like a teacher or coach is putting on them or a parent, ask the question, do you think this is a realistic expectation? And kind of put that on them of like, okay, let's take a step back. Do you really think this is realistic? And then maybe even asking, where do you think the pressure to be perfect comes from? Maybe that's a question for overall, maybe that's specific instances. And then as an adult in their life, asking, hey, is there something I can do to take some of that pressure off? And you might realize, oh, I didn't even think about me rewarding grades is then causing them to feel like they have to be perfect. Or me as a coach, putting up a score sheet of how many things of lifting weights or how many shots you make, or how fast of times you run, that is also encouraging perfectionism. And I didn't even realize that my actions were being taken that way. So sometimes you might have to sit there and take it and be willing to accept maybe the feedback that they're going to give you if you ask that question. Now, another good question is this good enough? So I am not saying by that. I think sometimes when students struggle with perfectionism, and an adult tells them, that's fine, just leave it. Like, it's going to be good enough, move on. They're going to take that like, hey, you don't think what I'm doing and the work that I've put in is actually valuable. And that's not the case. But there are times, maybe there's a project or a paper that your student has been working on for days or weeks or even hours, and they are just super stressed. They're not getting sleep. They're not having fun with their friends. And you can look at them and say, hey, is this good enough? Like, what do you think it's going to take for you to get that A? It doesn't have to be 100, but to get a 92, what does that look like? And is this good enough? And kind of have them go, oh, that is good enough. It doesn't always have to be perfect, but I want to put really good work forward and I feel like I've done my best, even if it's not perfect. That is good enough and that's okay. Now, some tips for how we can help teenagers with this behavior. I think first of all, it's important to think twice about the words you use. So students like this have a lot of pressure coming from themselves. They have this internal monologue, honestly, and often that is telling them it's not good enough, or, hey, you have to do this again, or are they going to be disappointed if you turn this in? And so they don't always need you as a parent or teacher or a coach or mentor also piling that pressure on. And so make sure if you have a student who struggles with perfectionism, that maybe before you speak, you think, how, if I was worried about being perfect and had this inner critiquing voice, how would this sound to me? And kind of run it through that filter before you talk to them. I'll also say, make sure that they know that you will love them and be proud of them no matter what. That your love, that your relationship, that your respect is not dependent on how well they do, but it's just simply because you love them and they're in your life. Now, we know as adults that mistakes happen. Make sure that these teenagers know that that does not mean that they are a failure. Mistakes are an opportunity to grow and learn. And oftentimes in perfectionism, students who struggle with this will see mistakes as just a complete failure and can either get burnt out because they're trying to avoid those, or they can kind of start this like paralysis, maybe is the right term, where they just stop doing anything because they don't want to make a mistake in the first place. So this is where like the having trouble making decisions, or they could procrastinate these really big projects because they're just like, well, I know I'm not going to do it right, and I know I'm going to make a mistake, so I'm just going to stop. In my life personally, I am a question asker. So I had teachers all the time telling me like, hey, stop asking so many questions. But I wanted to know upfront exactly what was expected of me and how I could get there. So what are you looking for? What do I need to do to get an A? What format does it need to be in? Do I need to staple or do I need to hole punch? Like questions like that, that the teachers, I'm sure, were so annoyed. But that is what I did to avoid making mistakes, is I would try to get all the information up front. And I feel like I still kind of do this. And so if you have a teenager who asks a lot of questions, be patient. But it's also okay to tell them like, hey, I just want you to interpret this how you want, and we're going to make it work. Especially if there isn't necessarily a right way to do that, give them the freedom and let them test that out in safe spaces before they go off to college or to their career or a job. Now, it's also important with teenagers to talk about their inner dialogue. So like I said, this inner critique is a big thing. And so kind of talk about like, hey, what are you saying to yourself? Maybe no one's even said this out loud to you, but what are you thinking when this happens? What are you thinking when you make a mistake? And don't let them obsess over past mistakes, because that can also be a thing that they do. You can also point out that they need to focus on what they can actually control so they can control their attitude, their effort. But sometimes success is out of their control, and that's okay. So just because they didn't do well, hey, you did the best in what you could control, and that is a win. You can also model flexibility as an adult in their life and show them like, hey, we can work around this, and that is very helpful. And then finally, help them come up with coping strategies when they feel stuck. So maybe they can make to-do lists that they mark off. Maybe if they feel stuck and don't know what to do next or a decision to make, have them make a pro-con list. Have someone else look at their work. If they're doing a project and they're like, hey, I'm trying to decide if this isn't good enough and I'm obsessing if I should keep going, can you look at it and tell me what you think? And that can be really helpful. Also, sometimes take a break and come back to it if you feel stuck. And it's okay to say, I'm going to go do something really fun for 30 minutes or a couple hours, and then I'll come back and look at it again. Because as we know, sometimes perfectionism can be a good thing because it motivates students and they're hardworking and they get stuff done. Often they're high achieving and they make really good grades. And so let's focus on those things. And so I kind of want to give you a perspective change. Instead of being like, oh, they're just a perfectionist, here we go again, they're stuck, or like, man, they can't ever make decisions because they don't know what to do. Make sure you're speaking into them like, hey, I know you're motivated. Hey, I know you want to do your best here, and I see that. And also kind of helping them work through the negative parts of perfectionism so that we can focus on the positive. Now, how we want to wrap up each of these episodes is we want to give you something to either text or say to a teen today who might have this behavior. So if you have a teen or know a teen who you feel like is a perfectionist or is a high achiever, here are some things that you can say to them to help give connection and maybe also let them know that you're thinking about them. So a couple of ideas are, hey, you are good. You are more than the things that you do. Maybe you could say, I love you no matter what. Or something very, very simple, just let them know, I'm proud of you. They might not hear that enough. And just having an adult say, hey, I'm proud of you, keep up the good work, but know that just what you're doing right now is good enough, could make a huge difference in their life, in their day, and could really lead to some good connection. So that's it for this episode of the Teen Life Podcast. Stick around this summer. We're going to hit many more behaviors and stereotypes for teenagers. And so to make sure you don't miss these episodes, subscribe and follow us on social media so that you get the latest content. Also, text this episode to a friend if it's someone that you think should hear this, or they have a teenager who also is a perfectionist, this would be a perfect episode to share. And with that, we'll see you next week.